You can yell anything you want to yell at a baseball game. At a golf tournament, you get thrown out of the gallery for clearing your throat at the top of somebody's backswing. Simple. The unwritten rules for crowds at biathlon competitions are more complicated, and Russian spectators aren't exactly sure they like them. Sam Dolnik, who's been covering the Olympics for the New York Times, joins me from Sochi to explain. Sam, welcome to Only a Game.
Hi there. Happy to be here.
Let's start with what you characterize as an anomaly. How does the behavior of Russians watching the biathlon differ from that of fans from elsewhere?
If there's one code among biathlon fans in Norway and Sweden and countries where the biathlon is hugely popular, it's this. You do not cheer when a foreigner misses the shot. That's just the worst kind of sportsmanship.
Bad form.
Bad form, the worst form. That message hasn't quite made its way to Russia, it turns out. So you'll see fans heartily, lustfully cheering every foreigner's miss, especially the most successful foreigners who miss rarely. When they do miss, Russians from the crowds will be honking and hollering and cheering like mad.
Are you aware of any biathletes who've been rattled by this behavior?
You know, I've talked to a bunch of them, and they say that they've certainly noticed it, but they are so locked into their performance that they claim it hasn't gotten to them. Russia every year hosts a biathlon World Cup out in Siberia, and the stadium there is notorious for being the most unfriendly stadium in the world.
I would think it might be a little risky to taunt athletes who are armed.
Yes, they are wielding live rifles. It's a good point.
Russian fans have also been criticized for not understanding what one Swiss athlete has called the fairness of curling. Somehow, it seems especially uncouth to taunt a curler.
Yes, who would have thought that these kinds of sports, curling, has their own codes? But they very much do, and they are respected everywhere around the world. But the Russian fans are a particular kind.
Some of the Russian officials have said that they think hosting the Olympics will help Russian fans to begin to understand the etiquette fans elsewhere already understand. Have you seen any evidence of that?
Yes, and you know, I should say for the most part, Russian fans have been really welcoming of foreigners, of the media, of everybody. They're really proud of these games, which have gone off, for the most part, very well. And so there has been kind of this generosity of spirit, though once competition heats up, fans tend to revert to their most natural state, which is rooting like mad for the home team.
Regarding that World Cup biathlon venue in Russia that athletes have characterized as the very worst one to visit, will that change as a result of the Olympics, or is that still going to be a difficult place for foreign biathletes?
Yeah, it's a good question. There are a lot of Siberian fans who have made it here, so biathlon folks hope that that will make its way back to Siberia. Siberian officials have gone on a charm offensive and education campaign. They've enlisted stadium announcers to remind the crowd of the right way to act. Television announcers begin lots of matches by explaining how foreigners behave and encouraging fans to behave the same way. So biathlon officials say that it's gotten much better in Siberia than it was even 5 years ago, and so they hope that things are going in the right direction.
Sam Dolnik is covering the Olympics in Sochi for the New York Times. Sam, I'd cheer to thank you for coming on, but I'm afraid it would be a breach of etiquette, and so I'll just say thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you. It was very fun.
I will remember the smile on Yuna Kim's face as she looked up from her slightly lower podium at the Russian skater who'd been awarded the gold medal. How did she manage that smile? I'll remember that odd photograph of three competitors in the ski cross, all sliding over the finish line on their backs, skis pointing every which way. That isn't the way that event is supposed to end, is it? Visit Facebook.com/OnlyAGameRadio and tell us which images from the 2014 Olympics you'll remember. Speak. Speed has been of the essence in the Olympics we've all been watching. The speed skaters whirl around their oval at over 30 miles an hour. Snowboarders can top 45 miles an hour on their way to gold or bust. Ski jumpers sail into the sky even faster than that. But the folks who leap onto skeleton sleds and slide headfirst down those icy chutes would leave the jumpers in the dust if there were any dust on those jumps and chutes. Bobsledders are even faster, nosing toward 95 miles an hour, but the drivers of those sleds and even the losers and slightly faster downhill skiers have nothing on the humble hockey puck, which, courtesy of the Finns, crushed Mr. Putin's dreams of hockey gold at more than 110 miles an hour.